Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are back for another episode of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, the official Pokemon podcast of comicbook.com. I am one of your hosts, Jim Viscardi, joined today by only Christian Hoffer, not Megan Peters, because she broke her headphones. Or her headphones don't work. One of the two. So she won't be here. Well, it happens to the best of us. Christian got a new puppy.
I do have a new puppy.
You may hear it in the back. You may hear it in the background.
I would apologize.
Don't apologize. People love puppies. New puppies are very adorable.
They are, and this is the world's best puppy. His name is Luffy.
Oh, that's what you named it? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. His name is Hoffer D. Luffy.
I love that. This is a show all about Pokemon. If you like Pokemon, you are in the right place. If you like other stuff, and if you're looking for a gardening show, this is not the show for you. I'm sorry.
We can talk about gardening. I'm sure it's come up at least once over the course of this podcast.
100%. I mean, like, look, if you've listened to this show long enough, we could go for 10 or 15 minutes on gardening at some point, and then this show would be for you, maybe. It would be great if someone, like, literally stumbled onto this show and maybe was a fan of knitting or something, and we went on to a tangent about knitting, and they're like, oh, you know what? Maybe I'll give Pokemon a shot, just because maybe they listened long enough for a tangent about knitting that they said, what's it called there? That's a great new Pokemon game, Pokemon Garden. Obviously, I mean, not obviously, honestly, not the worst idea. Oh my gosh. Could you imagine back when, like, Farmville was huge, that we got like a Pokemon version of that?
Like a Harvest game? Moon Pokemon. Although I think like the entire point of Harvest Moon is there's like the romance sim element to it. So I don't think you could do a Harvest
Moon. I mean like one of those just like it's a mobile game that you just did Pokemon farming.
So would you say it's like a game in which you collect Pokemon and you have them, you know, I don't know, like collect berries and maybe other ingredients, and then you take those ingredients and you feed them to a random Pokemon like a Snorlax or something?
Or just like the animations where you just like you would pull out an Oddish, or maybe you got a Gloom and you're like, oh no, I got a Gloom. Right? You know.
Yeah. Well, I was referring to Pokemon Sleep. That's literally
But it could be that. It could be something just like that. Just Pokemon Sleep, but for gardening. Or maybe it like tied in to Cafe Remix.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm actually shocked that there hasn't been more of a farming, maybe there has, I don't know. I dip in and out of this game so much, but like a farming focused Pokemon Go like event. Has there been one?
No, not really. We've had a like harvest festivals.
Pay me, Niantic. Pay me. Oh my gosh. Well, so anyway, I don't know how we got. Oh, right. We got to the tangent part of the show with a tangent.
Already, we got it out of the way early. Already.
Jeez, I'm sorry. Normally we do. Normally, I don't think we've ever done this. outside of special events, this show always comes out on Mondays. Yes. We do it live, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. Yes. And you can watch us live, twitch.tv/comicbook, or we do this on Facebook. So if you follow Comic Book on Facebook, it shows up there too. And then another business we got to get through. Discord. Check out the Discord.
We have one of those. Yes.
We have one of those. Great stuff going on there. You can find the link to it over on our Twitter/X profile at PokemonPodCB. Get involved there. And last but not least, best way to support the show, if you end up liking the show, is to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or answer the Q&A on Spotify for Spotify listeners. One of the things we also did that I also did today, I believe this show already was, but Amazon also rolled out their new, rolled out, I think a little bit ago, podcasts on Audible. So if you're a big audiobook listener, and you want to keep our show in that ecosystem as opposed to whatever podcast finder catcher you use, you can find this show there too.
We should totally do an audiobook version of the podcast in which I narrate. So we just take a transcript of an episode of the podcast and I just read through it in my best audiobook like voice and do all the character voices. So I'll do you and Megan. Just but it's like Jim said, and then say whatever random thing, like, oh, I love Geodude's the best, even though
you've had a lot of terrible ideas. This may be the worst.
I mean, I think it's the best. We can do it like ASMR too. So
although us doing an audiobook version of the Pokedex would be phenomenal. Although Do they do like audiobooks of like nonfiction, resource books, basically?
I'm sure they do. Someone has to have read the dictionary in audiobook form. Now I'm looking this up. Dictionary audiobook. Okay.
All right, hold on. I meant to pull up the Q&A because we did get it wasn't working for us last week, but it did work for me this morning. Let's see if it works for us literally right now. It did. Oh, okay, great. Let's see. We got some reviews there. McGundam, you guys are awesome. I love the show. Megan totally redeemed herself, but I was quietly waiting. To put the Piplup in the cart and give it Team Rocket line. You snooze, you lose. Let's see, what else did we get? We had another one. Love the pod. These guys are brilliant. They always make my Monday evening run much better. Thank you, Jim, for the Geodude recognition from Bookworm Guy. There will always be Geodude representation as long as I'm around. So yeah. All right. Let's get into it. It's a bit of a slow news week. So here's what we got for you. We have some slow news. And Christian has decided that we will talk about the Pokemon holidays, which is better, Halloween or Christmas. And I still have not touched. I will even count the packs to show you. Paradox Rift. I think McGundam also left a Spotify comment along the lines of, I have a gambling problem, which
you do.
I do not.
That's what.
They're all here. I have them all here. They're all ready to go. Rip roaring, ready to go. All right. First bit of news: new Pokemon Scarlet and Violet raid, and it's a ghost type. Surprise!
Kind of. Yeah, it is a ghost type, sort of. So Hisuian Typhlosion is coming to Pokemon Scarlet and Violet as the next 7-star Terror Raid battle event. This will be a fire terror type, even though it's usually a ghost type, so it's an inverse of what they did with the last Typhlosion that appeared. So this starts on November 3rd, which is this week, and goes through to November 5th, and then it does it again the following weekend from November 10th through the 12th. So that is what you get. It is just one of several events that are going on. There's also now a Miss Magius or Miss Magius. I don't know how, if it's a hard G or soft G there. That one, there's a 5-star event that is going on right now that runs through October, and that's like the Halloween raid, and there are now mass outbreaks of various ghost types, including Phantom, Drifloon, Mimikyu, and Graveyard, appearing in both Paldea and Kitakami. And there's a higher than average likelihood that the Pokemon has the Crafty mark. Now, the neat thing about that is, of course, Phantom is a Pokemon that I believe is exclusive to the DLC, and it will appear everywhere. So Mantix asks, any news on the Pokemon Sleep Ghost event? Yes, it started this week. It runs this week. You have to go to whatever the grass region is in order to participate. So you have to make sure that is your selected thing. If your cycle is not set up so that, like, my Pokemon Sleep cycle starts on Monday. So I just started the grass one today, which is when the event started up. But you can get a free ticket to switch over to a different Pokemon Sleep event or Pokemon Sleep area, so you can participate in the event. And in that specific location, there are ghost types appearing. The Ghastly line will appear more often. Pikachu with a hat appears more often. Cubone appears more often.
Colder says, not free. Must pay.
Oh, is it pay? I got one for free. So it must have been earlier this week.
They give you the taste.
Yeah.
Did we mention the new mystery item? I don't think we mentioned that last week in Scarlet and Violet.
No, what was the mystery?
The sweet or spicy Herba Mystica.
What about it? Oh, it's free. Yeah. You get a free mystery. I was like, what's the mystery involved? Yeah. It's a mystery gift. Yes. There's a code.
It's sweet or spicy. I just pulled it up. So sweet, S-W-E-E-T, the number 0, the letter R, S-P, the number 1, C-Y. Sweet or spicy with the O and the I as numbers.
Yep. They did announce, I forgot about this because I thought it happened last week. But they did announce the November events for Pokemon Go, so we can talk about that.
Oh, yeah. What did we get?
Festival of Lights. There will be a raid day of some kind. Fashion Week, which actually is one of those like goofy Pokemon events that, you know, goes way too hard and everybody loves it. Party Up. That Party Up event will rerun November 22nd through the 27th. The Swords of Justice are the raid Pokemon. Genesect Doustrive is also here starting like tomorrow, or like 2 days from now. Mega Houndoom, a new Mega Pokemon, and Mega Kangaskhan. So that's your announcement there. So
All right.
I did it.
Great. We have a new Detective Pikachu mystery.
Yes. They released a special short.
Oh, sure.
Of the new of to promote the new Detective Pikachu, they released a video where it's basically Pikachu trying to solve the mystery of who ate his stuff out of the fridge.
Oh,
that's
fair. Yeah. Did I see somewhere that that what's his face Ishihara said maybe we'll do another Detective Pikachu?
Yeah, he made a comment about it. Give me a second. I'll pull up the exact quote.
Because that's what we need. Chat, let us know if you picked up or planning on picking up Detective Pikachu. It did come out. Right, I've lost track of my time and days. But I'm real curious to see how this one does, for sure.
So, let's see here. The exact quote was, Ishihara, said that there is room for a spinoff, if the demand is there. And he was talking about, the possibility of the Detective Pikachu series continuing on, even though spoiler, it seems like the main storyline, like, wrapped up.
I mean, they can always do. They can always do another one.
Yeah, they can always do another one.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it shouldn't be too hard to, I don't know, Detective Pikachu, make, you know, bring back Detective Pikachu, and then there's your mystery. Why is Detective Pikachu back?
All right, our last bit of news. Our last bit of news today. This is like kind of TCG news, but. If you remember, during the craze of the COVID years, it was just a couple of years ago. There was all these stories about Blake Martinez and how he, you know, NFL player Blake Martinez, and was just like, oh my gosh, this guy retired from the NFL of all places. Oh my gosh, how would you retire from the NFL to go sell Pokemon cards? Apparently, like, he ended up like. Made a ton of money for himself, built a business around all of this, and then it all came crashing down around him.
Yeah, we never covered the sad end of Blake Martinez. So, you know, he had a popular like whatnot channel called Blake's Breaks. It was like probably like the most popular one. You know, he got banned.
He got caught scamming.
Yeah. And it was pretty obvious too. Like they showed like the videos, like they would show the videos and he'd literally like do like, oh, I'm looking at the cards. And then he'd see a Moonbryon and he'd just kind of like tuck it back in. And then he's like, oh, hang on a second. And the cards would disappear and come up. He's like, oh, just a normal one. And it's just like, man, you suck at this. So he got caught and then he got banned and he lost a lot of money because anybody, you know, how whatnot works is you buy the packs, the breaks in advance, and there's like different things that you can do. Like you can like pay for.
I think this whole thing made whatnot kind of change its entire like its procedures for pack breaks and whatever. So like this didn't just affect like just like his channel or whatever, but like. There were plenty of other like people doing sports cards and other kinds of cards that because of this, like had to change how all of those were done on the platform.
Yep. Which is. Yeah. And so he got banned. And so now he is trying out for the Panthers. And so, you know, despite the fact that he retired in November, he has to come back because he lost his, you know, his new gig. And it's just a cautionary tale told via Pikachus and Pokemon that, you know, if you cheat, you will get caught and then you will have to go back to doing the thing that you don't love the most and have to go back to the NFL.
You just hate to hear these stories, right? Because it was such a cool. He's like the anti Johnny Stanton, right? That's the D&D. That's the one who like loves D&D, right?
Yeah.
Right. We're like, you know, here's a really cool opportunity to bring, you know, bring people into the fold from another like world and kind of like make it all okay. And it's. And then, like, when it goes sour like this, you're just like, oh.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
It's like Obi-Wan yelling at Anakin, you were the chosen. Not that he was the chosen one, but, like, you know what I mean.
No. It's kind of like, you know, sometimes you just hear, like, sad stories. It always seems to involve football, too. Like, you know, sometimes there's, like, a successful football program, and then it comes out that they hired a guy who wrote a 500-page manifesto about football. And they hired him to steal signs. And then he Venmo'd people, you know, to get the tickets. And then he bought the tickets in his own name. And all while the team is about to win a national championship. And then, you know, everything's tainted that program ever did. And that's how Jim Harbaugh becomes the head coach of the Chicago Bears. As an Ohio State fan, let me tell you, just crossing the streams a little bit. The last like 2 weeks has been, there's been a certain kind of euphoria of watching all of that go up in flames. It might be the funniest college football scandal I've experienced in my lifetime. So, you know, thank you, Jim Harbaugh, for the laughs. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And thank you, Connor Stallions, for writing a 500-page manifesto. Was it about Michigan people and writing manifestos? I don't know, but
So get out of here, Blake Martinez. We don't want you,
Blake Martinez. Get you and your dirty Pokemon card scamming ways out of here. Go back to the NFL. You know, we don't want to see you. Go find a career where you can still make seven figures for doing, like, you know, 17 or 18 weeks of work a year, jerk.
Okay, Christian. All right, when we get back, let's open some cards, open some Paradox Rift. Let's see what we get.
Let's see how Jim scams the audience.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And we'll see how. Oh, and then we'll talk about Pokemon holidays. All that and more when we're back in 60 seconds.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And we're back.
Yes, we are back.
General Code in the chat asking who does all the cover art for the episodes. That's Producer Pete. And we love Producer Pete. He knocks if you watch any of the shows live, whether it's this show or Phase Zero or Comic Book Nation, for Phase Zero, the live Loki episodes, Peter has been crushing it with he makes custom art for each of the breaks that are usually jokes for things that happen in the episode. And they're just so good. So good. But yes, Peter makes all of the graphics for all the shows, Comic Book Nation, Phase Zero, and our show. So,
yep. And he also does all the production for the character sheet. Yeah. Can't forget the character sheet. Comicbook.com's official fantasy and tabletop YouTube news channel, which
that's right.
We post way too many videos every single week.
Not too many. The perfect amount. Probably could maybe do one or two more. We'll see.
Why? Jim, I have three kids and a puppy. I have no time.
Well, you added to your family on your own choice. Tactagoon just in the chat just pulled a Rayquaza. Where can I sell it? I'm new to this. I'm sorry. Depending on what kind of Rayquaza you pulled would determine where and how you can sell it. You can take it to your local card shop. You could sell it on eBay. You could sell it on tcgplayer.com. Plenty of places.
I will give you $1 for that Rayquaza, knowing nothing else about it.
Rayquaza cards are very cool. Or, that's right, Semantics. You can share it in the Discord.
Man, Semantics, basically, you know, doing the stuff that we're supposed to be doing.
We're supposed to do. And that's it. And the community, that's it. The community can help assist if they see what kind of card. So if you want to get into the Discord, head on over to our X profile, x.com/PokemonPodCB. Find a link, get you in there. Semantics will help you. And, you know, Calder will tell you how much it is and where the best way to sell it is, for sure. Also, I should probably also give a shout out to a listener who hit me up over the weekend with a question, and I just want to make sure I say his name right. The dude's name was Zach, who had a question about grading, and I thought it was a good opportunity for us to remind folks, especially as we're opening some cards, and I'll start showing some on because I opened some during the break. There's a number of places you can go to get your cards graded. I just have a Gourgeist, a Gligar, and a pretty cool Deoxys holo there. Plenty of places to get your cards graded. Of the places that, you know, we would recommend, though, are a PSA, which is generally considered the gold standard when it comes to card grading overall, especially for Pokemon. We'll go to another set. Hold on. We have a Flittle, a Simisage, and a Holo Iron Moth. Oh, that's a pretty cool looking
Iron Moth.
Nice. Beckett. So, Christian, here, the one. I'll ask you this because I've seen a lot of comments. So, Beckett used to be the number. When the Pokemon trading card game stuff really started and graded cards really started to go, it was PSA, Beckett, then CGC, right? Mm-hmm. And now with more submissions and stuff going to CGC, I kind of feel like CGC has taken the second place for Pokemon cards in particular, and Beckett has kind of fallen to third. How do you feel about that, Christian?
I mean, it's one of those things where I think a lot of it all kind of just you know, Beckett's been a little bit slower than the other two I've heard. You know, this is all anecdotal because there's not a lot of like great information about, you know, Beckett's stuff. But, you know, I personally really like the Beckett, you know, their frame. Especially like when you get like the 10 pristine and it's got like the black and the gold and stuff like that, like that's really cool. But you know, I think, you know, ultimately
snap, sorry, just pulled a full art Iron Valiant card.
That's one of the two.
Wow. Look at that.
No, that's just a normal one, Jim.
What? Oh, is that just a normal one?
Yeah.
It's not the alt art, but it's the full, but it's
no, that's not the full art. That's just the normal art.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, look at that. Sorry. Like the background kind of like really blended.
No, it's just a really cool looking card.
Yeah,
it's a really cool looking card. So yeah, so I think a lot of it just kind of depends on two things. Like one, like, you know, what frame do you like the most? Two, like what's your time frame and stuff like that? And three, you know, because you know, like each Beckett's got a weird grading system too. Like I still think like PSA's grading system is the best, just because it's like the simplest.
Yeah. I think I saw our friend of the show, Jeremy Padower, posted something online the other day about how a CGC 10. Basically sold for the price Charizard basically sold for the price of a PSA 9. Yeah. So you know, like everyone has their assumptions on, you know, if one company is grading slightly lighter than the other, but I think because PSA has had such a foothold in the space for so long that, you know, they're like I said, and then, you know, and comics is kind of the same way, right? Comics CGC is king. That's where, you know,
and Beckett's, that's where you go. Really, Beckett's really best known for sports cards. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you know, like PSA and CGC are both much more known. Like PSA does everything, and CGC, all three of them do everything, but Beckett very specifically is as most strongly associated with sports.
Yeah.
Like specifically baseball. And CGC is not. CGC obviously is most associated with comics.
Yep.
And then, you know, you have PSA, which PSA, you know, does. And again, you know, they're, I think I always associate them with Pokemon the most, of the three. And
they are the ones, they are the ones that you normally will see when like cards go to auction. They will more often than not be in a CGC case than anything else. So here we go. Got three, a few more. Got an Earthen Vessel.
Oh, there you go. Tapu Koko EX.
This is the alt art or the full?
That is the secret illustration rare.
This is the secret illustration rare. See, look, there's still some good pulls left. Christian was like, you don't have anything left. Why are we going to, what are we going to do?
I was making fun of you because you kept going and going and going. Like, you only usually get one per box of those, Jim.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go. I think the pile that I've been creating, I think, is the right pile. Okay, yes, this is the right pile. Hold on, I'm pulling out my... that's not the right pile. Is this the right pile? No. Where did that pile go? Is it over here? Here it is. I just keep them in a pile. Nope, I don't remember if this is... That's also not the right pile.
Oh, wait, I got the wrong one.
This is great. Great TV right here. Oh, here is the pile. Okay. Never mind. I found the pile. I'll go through it in a second. Okay. Let's talk about Pokemon Halloween and Christmas.
So, Jim, hang on really quick. Because I think that one actually, like...
Oh, my Tapu.
Yeah, that
my
one's Tapu. $30. That's a $30 card, Jim.
My Tapu Koko?
Yeah, that's a $30 card right now.
I still have to send. I still have cards I need to send to CGC, and so I will send that, and we will give it away as soon as I do. I guess I haven't had time to pack them all up. And like the folks I know who take care of us over CGC have been like at conventions and stuff like that. So anyway, when this is getting released, it is the day before Halloween. Halloween will come and go before the next episode happens. We've already gone through the Pokemon Center for Halloween stuff, but in just a few minutes, we will go through the Christmas collection because that just got released on the Pokemon Center.
That's exactly why.
But first, there was a thing I want to talk about, just like holidays in Pokemon in general and why like Halloween and Christmas are usually like the best times for the franchise, it feels. Mainly because Halloween is, to me, like I love, like Pokemon really leans into Halloween in a number of different ways, more so than I think it does kind of any other holiday, right? With like, and I think it's easier for this franchise because of like the ghost Pokemon and dark Pokemon, and it's an opportunity for the company to shine a spotlight on everyone's favorite creepy crawly ghoulies, basically. But it's a great time of year for like, but also too, that spotlight usually extends across the entire franchise. Like, so it's stuff that happens in the mainline games as like, you know, as either DLC or events or whatever, but in Pokemon Go and it, mm-hmm. but like you see it in all of the other spinoff games, right? It's happening in Sleep and, you know, there's, you know, everywhere else, which I, Pokemon Go, obviously, it's all very cool to see that. And then, you know, this is a franchise that is not afraid of capitalism at all. And so they know that if they put Pokemon in fun little costumes in the game, they can sell it as merchandise and vice versa. So to me, like I said, I love Halloween time. It's probably, I love Halloween time in general. I love when Fort Nightmares comes around in Fortnite. I love all that stuff. I love spooky movie marathons. So the fact that Halloween shines its light on our favorite little franchise here, it makes me happy.
I think, I mean, it kind of cracks me up that it's one like the true I'm sure the Pokemon company really wishes there was like a good like summer worldwide holiday, you know, because it's like it feels like we barely ramp into like Halloween and then it's Christmas and then it's nothing for 10 months. Like that was like legitimately was.
I mean, you would think they would kind of take advantage of like I put in like giant air quotes beach as a holiday, right? I mean, but I guess like summertime hits differently.
Yeah, they do different stuff. There's just you know, they do like different things here, and you know, and that's like the thing. It's like they do different stuff. It's just not as like coordinated with everything. Yeah. And I think that's the fair. Yeah.
All right, I got three more cards for you while I was opening up a pack while you were talking. Okay. I'm sure you heard it. I'm sure you heard the crinkle.
And Latios. Latios, yes.
All right, I've got five more packs. Richard,
Go ahead.
I'm going to say, Richard, in the meantime, maybe Richard should pull up PokemonCenter.com and let's do our favorite form of online shopping.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Christian. You were going to say something.
Oh, I was going to say, which do you like more, the Halloween stuff or the Christmas stuff?
I like the Halloween stuff. I love the Christmas stuff, but I really like the Halloween stuff. Mainly because
I feel like Halloween, I associate that much more strongly with Pokemon than I probably should.
Yes.
Yes. Now there's the Halloween stuff.
Let's go to the homepage, Rich, if you don't mind pulling that up. Because I think there it is. Oh, we love it. Let's just click on that first one right there where it says
Happy Plush.
We love the holiday collection. We had a whole bunch of the thing that always kind of surprises, surprise is the wrong word. The thing that delights me usually is what Pokemon the company decides to feature.
Yeah.
During the holidays. Richard, I hit the back button on that. There's a button on the homepage that's right. Yeah, that first one where it says shop now under Fun and Festive Finds. Perfect. Sorry. This is going to make great audio. This is where we get the full. So for the holidays ones, the first one that like I did not expect this holiday to be kind of front and center a little bit is Munchlax.
Yeah. I mean, of course you associate Munchlax eats, therefore.
Well, I mean, yeah, but like, I feel like Munchlax is a Pokemon that's been around for a while. And so, you know, like they're now like, ah, okay. And then, you know, when you scroll down a little bit, you've got Ninetales, which again, right, feels like one that would have been used at some point earlier. But like it's a great little feature.
No, the real question is, of the three sweaters, Charizard, Wooloo, or Arcanine, which one should I buy?
I mean, I would say the Arcanine feels the most like Christian Hoffer. Charizard you would get out of spite, and Wooloo you would get as a meme.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, I always bag on Charizard because I feel he's a bit overexposed, but Charizard is actually one of the Pokemon I love the most. Like, I love Charizard. I genuinely do. So I would probably buy that Charizard sweatshirt, like, unironically.
Unironically?
Oh, yeah.
That looks awesome. I look at that sweatshirt, and it looks like something that Guy Fieri would wear.
I know. It's so ugly.
If you're putting together a Christmas Guy Fieri costume, and you want to find some way to get Pokemon involved, that's the one to get. There is a really cool there was a cool Snorlax shirt I saw. I think it was a women's tee, which was really nice. I love like there's a Munchlax apron. The Christmas like glass tumbler. Oh no, there it is. I think it's on that first scroll up a bit, Richard.
The wintergreen.
Oh, you're on the second page. No. On the first page, there's a sign that says Farm Fresh Trees Daily. And it is just, and there's a pseudo Wudo on it that's just like, I'm here to party. It's just great.
God, I kind of want that.
Yeah, it's just so good.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I love it so much. That has nothing to do with the holidays whatsoever. No.
I mean, it isn't enough with the holidays, right? It's Christmas trees and whatever.
That is the kitschiest, goofiest sign. That is like 100% like a sign that you would expect to see like out of like a QVC Christmas or something like that. Only there's a stinking Sudowoodo attached to it for some reason.
Yep. But then if you want to get a little classier, like if you're like if you have one of those aunts that's, you know, or family members that's like super classy, Richard, if you go on page 2 and scroll down a little bit. There is, it's about like halfway down the page. There are two pillows that have Stantlers on them. And scroll up a little bit, Richard. Keep going. There they are, right there under the ornaments. Nope, down one row. There they are. Like for the classy, like if you're classy, you have a classy house, right? These look like something you would get at a Crate and Barrel or something. But
95% of people wouldn't even know that's a Stantler. They would just be like, oh yeah.
No, they just look like reindeer. That's what I mean. That's where, like, where, man, you could like be subversive.
I wish that, you know, the silhouette, you know, actually bothered to show like this, you know, the reindeer's face, like, you know, it's kind of more of a pronounced snout. That's a weird creative choice, but okay.
No, but that's what I mean. But they know that, look, they are making something for everyone with these collections. Up.
That's amazing. These things get, I swear, every time I look at these, they just get a little bit, you know, like the holiday stuff. Every year they get a little bit more and more like, it's like the marketing people have to know at this point, like the marketing and like merchandise people just are like, what is the goofiest thing that we can come up with? That's actually a really good one.
Snorlax. I mean, if you're going to get a sweater, Christian, the Snorlax holiday.
Yeah,
sweater,
actually,
probably that's
that
the
one
to get for sure.
That's kind of amazing. I'm not
Richard. We can go to that next page. Because then we start getting into the porcelain stuff that Christian loves so much, the village and train stuff. But there's also a really like really classy ceramic mug that I want to point out in a second. But yeah, so like there's some of the train figure stuff, the ornaments. I feel like they've done more ornaments this year than they have in the past. Normally they only do a couple. There's that Pikachu mug right there. Let's pull that one up, Richard. Right next to the balls ornament. Yeah,
these things are,
look at that with like the plate. Just look at that. That is just so classy looking. You know, where it's like you can have someone over and say, "Hey, you want some coffee?" You could pull out these Pikachu mugs, and like, I don't know, like someone may ask, "Oh, is that a Pikachu?" And you'd be like, "Yeah," but there's gonna be like no judgment there because it's so classy. You know.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there'd still be some judgment, but anyone who judges them can just go and shove it.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's Snorlax. Man, that's a good looking Snorlax.
Yeah. And then I think the further down you get, we start getting into last year's
like the older years and stuff like that.
Yeah, the older year collection stuff. So, but I don't know. There's a Stantler sweater. So Stantler, like, look, I'm surprised it took this long for Stantler to get involved, you know?
Can't wait for Weirdo to start showing
that. Okay. So on the next page, that Pikachu mug that we just showed, that's like super classy. There's also a napkin, blue cloth napkin set that you can go with it. Okay, if you scroll down a little bit, Richard, you'll see it on the left-hand side. There they are right there.
You know, I have a fancy Pikachu napkin from,
I mean, look at those. Look how classy those look. I love it.
Amazing. So goofy and amazing.
Anyway, long story short, the Christmas collect, the holiday collection this year at the Pokemon Center is, they just keep getting better. Way more hits than misses for sure.
Well, guys, all right. So as one would expect, I've come away from this segment with a
spending way more than I wanted to, but well, here we are. All right. I have the last of the Pokemon packs I opened, so I want to get through. I want to get through them real quick. We have a Pharaoh Seed. Oh my goodness!
Another hit. This has been a good
pack. Swablu alt art. That's a cute one. That's nice. And then a Champao Holo. That's a nice one. All right. Man. Let's see what else we get. Nimble. Nasili and a low kicks. Okay, nothing special there. Two more to go.
You.
Vanillux. And Raging. Roaring Moon. I can't tell if that's just a regular full out. That's not like a gold full. There's no gold ones in this one.
There are gold ones, but not that one.
Oh, there are.
Oh, yeah. This
one. That is very cool looking.
Yeah, so there's your full art of this
pack. All right, and let's see if we get some... Oh, upside down. Last pack magic. Plusle. Oricorio.
Wow, back to back.
Wow.
Back to back.
Lumberdier. Oh, I lied. I think I have one more. No, that's it. That's all I have.
Then no golds, but double full arts. And the
no golds, but double full arts. And now I'm trying to pull out... all of the ones I've got, except I misplaced some of my piles.
That Roaring Moon is another $30 card right now. Sell it now.
Really?
Roaring Moon is like expected to be like one of like the meta, like
one of the meta,
yeah,
winners. Okay, hold on. I found the right pile, so let me just go through. I got a lot of. I think we like harshed a little bit on the start of this when we started pulling. I don't think we got any of like, you know, mega cards, but it's a pretty thick stack, so let's go through them. Here's the Tapu Koko EX.
Yep.
We have the Terrestrialized Toxtricity, which is a cool one. We have the Terrestrialized Mewtwo, the electric type Terrestrialized Mewtwo. The Full Art Ferrothorn. The Full Art Porygon Z. And for those listening, I will post these to the Discord. We have the Edgeslash EX card. The Swablu Full Art. And then Roaring Moon. Bombardier. The Iron Valiant EX. And then the Tapu Koko EX.
Like I said, that's a really darn good. So that's here. There's what, 12 hits in there?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 hits.
11 hits. And did you open both the Elite Trainer box and the booster?
No,
box?
That was just the. That was
so that's
just
almost a 1 in 3. That's got to be your best pull out of a booster.
Probably
box
my ever. Best.
Like, no, sure. No, like. Home runs, but lots of, you know, doubles.
Lots of
there.
Like really, lots of real solid hits there for
yeah,
sure.
Good job.
Yeah,
not so, like you had anything to do with that.
No. I mean, I had something
like,
to that, do. With.
That's always like one of my favorite things is when you get like a big pool at like a tournament or something like that, and people are like, "Oh yeah, good job." It's like, yeah, thank you.
thank you. I was very good at opening the pack.
Yeah, like I put a lot of work into this, so I appreciate the, you know, acceptance there.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get on out of here.
Yeah.
We've reached the end of another show. Congratulations, everyone. You've made it this far. Thank you so much. We'll do the business real quick. Obviously, best way to support the show is to tell someone about it. If you love Pokemon or you have people in your life who love Pokemon and you want to share that love with someone, so then like not only will you have some like you can talk to your friend about Pokemon, but then if you both listen to this show like on Mondays when it drops or whenever, then you guys can talk about the show and like the funny moments in the show or cool moments of the show, right? How much fun would that be?
Your bonds will deepen as a result of us.
That's right. Also, the Discord. We mentioned it a million times on this show, but true, there is some truly great people in that Discord and truly great things going on there. Again, you'll see some of the cards and stuff. I'll pop in there, and you know, like when I get a new card set or something, and be like, "Hey, Discord's the first to know we're going to be doing this and this on the show." So if you want that inside scoop before shows, you can. Otherwise, you can follow us on social media, and we can, well, like, interact with you there too, right? At Pokemon Pod CB over on the platform formerly known as Twitter. You can find me at James Viscardi, at Jim Viscardi. You can find Christian at Seahoffer CBus. Megan is at Megan Peters CB. Rate and review the show. And until then, we'll catch you next week. Have the best shiny luck, and we'll catch you later.